It's green, it's cool, it'll help you beat the credit crunch. We are talking knitting on What's On, What's In this evening with Linda Newington, one of the organisers of the In The Loop conference, Knitting Past, Present and Future, which is happening at the Winchester School of Arts between the 15th and 17th of July. Linda, I have to ask you, I hope you're not a hypocrite, you must be a knitter yourself, no?
Yes, of course I knit.
How long have you been at it?
Well, I learnt to knit when I was a young woman. I think my mum taught me, and I made quite a few things when I was about 15, 16, and I've picked it up again since I became an evangelist for this collection.
I see. So the collection landed on your door and you thought, well, if I'm going to do this properly, I better do it properly.
Yes, and I feel I've become very committed to knitting. By accident, perhaps, but I've really enjoyed the past 2 years working with the collection, developing it, working towards the conference, the exhibition, and the fact that it is very contemporary adds a sort of new aspect to it, I think.
Well, we need to talk about the conference, because it is coming up 15th to the 17th of July, and you've got sort of five different, if you'll excuse the pun, strands to
strands,
the conference.
Tell me
about what they are.
We're looking at our collections and collectors, because mm-hmm. they're quite interesting in themselves. We've got narratives of knitting, new wave knitters. We have a historical strand, and we're looking at fashion and technology.
New wave knitters, I like the sound
yes.
of. And this is all about knitting in art.
Knitting in art, the knitting clubs, the internet, people like Freddie Robbins who've established themselves as artists and knitters using the craft to produce their work, which is sculptural. I think it is quite controversial as to whether knitting's an art or a craft, but I think it's many things to different people.
And you mentioned the internet there. What can you tell me about Stitch and Bitch?
Stitch and Bitch, sort of new clubs that have sprung up, I think, across the UK and in other parts of the world, where people go to knit at the pub, in clubs, maybe at the disco, at the cinema. And I think once upon a time people did knit in lots of different places, and they're doing it again.
And this is, you do this as well, don't you, down the pub?
Yes, at the Slug and Lettuce in Winchester we have WSA Knits. And so sometimes we meet to have a drink, to do some knitting, to chat, to enjoy ourselves, to make things.
It's brilliant, I think. You know, with the resurgence of things like book clubs, like, and you
yes.
just take the book out of the sit there knitting and have a good old chat.
Well, libraries and knitting go together as far as I'm concerned.
If you want to know more about those, by the way, otherwise known as Knit and Natter, then there's a website which is stitchnbitch.co.uk. Talking about the narratives of knitting, that you wanted to just tell me about this awful-sounding subculture of literature.
Oh, chick knit lit, yes.
You said that far too fast. Do that again.
Chick knit lit.
Right.
Dr. Jo Turney's coming to talk about the literature of knitting. And there's been quite a boom in new novels about knitting, using knitting. But in our collection, the Monsey Stanley collection, she collected fiction such as Agatha Christie's mm-hmm. and marked all the pages that mentioned knitting.
Brilliant.
So I think you're laughing too much now, Steve.
I was going to say, slightly obsessively scary, but brilliant nonetheless. So the festival starts on the 15th of July. Members of the public can come. How much does it cost?
Yes, it's £55 for a day. You get a nice conference bag in the
Knitted?
Morning.
No,
sorry. Rag paper.
Okay.
And you get your refreshments, a nice lunch. We think people will be knitting in our knitting lounge, and the knitting reference will be... library will be open, so people will be able to come in, use the patterns, meet some of the staff, go to the knitting lounge, look at student work, and generally enjoy themselves while going to some academic papers.
Well, Linda, it's brilliant of you to come in and bring all this fascinating stuff. I particularly like the knitted swimsuit, which you didn't quite get round to. But we best leave it there for now.
Okay.
All the details about In The Loop are on the internet, aren't they?
Yes, at World Wide Web, In The Loop. sotton.ac.uk.
Very good. And the Inner Loop Knitting Past, Present and Future conference happens between the 15th and 17th of July. Linda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for asking me. BBC Radio
Solent. Steve Harris.
On BBC Radio Solent.